No. And then I went into a park and they had a half pipe. And I was like, I'm going to give it another go. And I did it. And then there was a little divot in the floor. And I hit the divot and went arse over tip. I went scraping across the stones and got stones stuck like just right down.
See,
Right
what is the
down.
plus side to skateboarding though? Literally everything you've just told me
Well,
then,
the
if
plus
you
side to
on your
that is
face.
that I got to try gas and air. Like, they had to put me on gas and air and scrub and pull the stones out.
Only plus side to skateboarding is you get sent to hospital and blood and stuff.
Yeah, I got to try gas and air.
Hey guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake. Welcome to From Dusty Cartridges to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, and along with my co-host, Adam.
Hello, I'm too tired to do anything really interesting today.
And my co-host, Big Dave.
How we doing?
We look at games old and new, from everything you've played to everything you're playing right now. But before we do start the episode, let's spin that disc, press the power
Splin.
button, splin, splin.
Spin that
Let's spin that disc.
Can I try
Let's
that
fucking
again?
splin it.
Right, let's
No, just keep
spin
going.
that.
No,
Let's
just keep
spin that disc. Hit the power button and let's roll those intro credits. Two ice in a week now. Come on, 2 weeks and we've messed up. So, this week we are looking at the classic PS1 game, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and Pro Skater 2. But before we do start talking about the game, let's see how the guys are doing. Adam, how are you?
Games. Games.
Games.
Yeah.
Games.
Games.
Adam, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm very tired this week. There should be a
So like, skateboarding you've been doing.
an interesting
nice short
episode.
Episode.
Adam's been out doing real life research. He's been hitting the skate parks.
The listeners won't see, but the people watching the video will see for the first time that I'm wearing glasses because yes, I'm struggling a little bit at the moment. So they've had to come out.
He's out shaking with a cup of coffee, trying to drink it. I'm a dying. Send me some help.
Coffee's can't even help this at the moment.
Big Dave, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm not. Wouldn't say I'm looking forward to tonight's episodes.
No, you're the one who. I wanted to say at the start of it, there's going to be one person who seems quite enthusiastic about this week's episode and one person who hates it. Usually when we say someone who hates the episode, it's Adam. This week is completely
probably
other...
Change, oh, yeah, I'm going to change things up a bit.
I'm enthusiastic about the episode, just not physically.
even though he likes the game, he still hates it.
Well, let's get into it. Let's start off with the memories of the game. So, Adam, I'm going to go straight to you. Memories of playing the game. What do you remember from it?
Yeah, memories of actually playing the game itself is like more. Like obviously, Tony Hawk's 1. I very vividly remember like playing that for the first time. Obviously, the theme tune, Superman.
Yeah.
Like every time I hear it, I have instant flashbacks to Tony Hawk's. But it's more the memories around Tony Hawk's 2, I would say.
Yeah, my memories are more on Tony Hawk's 2, definitely.
That's the game, obviously, they introduced more tricks and more abilities and stuff. So,
yeah.
It was easier to get higher scores. So, my memories of like being with my mates, trying to 100% the game, and like all sat together. And because I'm going to say something you've never heard me say before, it's a game I'm actually good at.
Holy
what?
We need proof. Proof of, you know, like video evidence. Sorry, that's happened.
So I'm the one that normally everyone would be able to get the achievements like the skate and the VHS tapes and the books and everything. But I was the one who was relied upon to get the high scores on the points. So that's my memories.
Dave's like lies.
I know, yeah. Lies and slander. he's not good at games at all.
He's not good at games. And he's not even got friends.
He doesn't even have a console. He's never even played a PlayStation.
Yeah, yeah. He's literally just like friends. He's just like a load of teddies lined up. I'm the best of all you twats.
He didn't even have a PlayStation. He had a calculator and a pen and paper.
Tony Hawk? What's a Tony Hawk?
I'm out bird spying with my fucking binoculars.
It's the rare Tony Hawk.
It's not Pokemon, mate.
There it is.
God.
No, like, yeah. So, like I said, my fondest memories of completing a game and getting all the high scores. And
yeah.
Like, it is easy. Like, once you get used to it and you get hang of the buttons are quite easy to control. Like, they're very precise, considering it's a PS game and you had to use a D-pad. The controls are so tight and like really precise. Like, it's interesting.
Recently replayed it, especially the original ones on the PlayStation, and it just comes back to you. It's like muscle memory. As soon as I started on it, and I did play Tony Hawk's 2, that's the one I jumped straight on, and that first level in the warehouse in the hangar, and you go down the ramp, and then you can jump over, and you've got the helicopter on the other side, and you've got the plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just spent about 2-3 hours. Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Very interesting.
Sounds very good.
Hang on, mate. Before I carry on, hey, Dave, remember that one time you had my skateboard?
Oh, yeah. The one the one I snapped it off.
You knew you hit some poor girl with it.
That was my first. It was definitely the last time I went on a skateboard. I destroyed Glenn's skateboard.
I think that was the day I actually met you as well, Glenn.
Yeah, I think it was,
actually.
Because
I was at college,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So, I wouldn't mind, though, but Dave popped this ollie. So, for skateboarders out there who knows what an ollie is, Dave popped this perfect ollie. It all happened in slow motion. It was perfect. But he come down at a wonky angle, and as he's come down, the truck hit the floor.
It wasn't perfect, then, was it?
No, that was just a bit, but... All right, the takeoff and the sort of precision of it all was spot on. It's just that the execution was great. It was the landing that wasn't, because the truck snapped off, spun round in the air. It all happened in slow motion. And this poor girl was walking past and full on went bang on the back of her head. Oh, the poor girl. And I just stood there and I was like, Dave!
He wasn't even asked about the girl who.
It wasn't my
board. He was one that broke his board.
If I remember correctly as well, Dave didn't even apologise. He just walked off.
Like, yeah.
To be fair, I had a concussion because literally after doing it, Glenn picked up the board, what was left of the board, and twatted me over the head with it.
I did indeed. But yeah, I jumped back on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 for the PS1 just to sort of like relive that feel, because I have played the remaster of the game that came out on sort of like the newer gen consoles before. It didn't come out on PS5, has it? I think it has now, but it was originally
out. It should have
out.
Come out now on
yeah,
PS5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's out on there. I've not played it on there, but I did play it on the PS4 and jumped on it on there. And it still had that same feel, which I really enjoyed. But there's just something about playing the older style version, just because the graphics were so bad. But at the time, they were amazing, and that's what we loved about it.
I still actually prefer... I've been playing the remastered version, and I still prefer the old graphics and the old feel to the game. I don't really like the new one. Again, it's nostalgia reasons, like, but I still much prefer the original.
The original. And, yeah, I tell you what, right, it's just one of those games that... Back in the day, you could pick it up and just hash out a couple of levels. I mean, the levels were 2 minutes each. Especially if you'd unlocked a few, it took 2 minutes to do a level. All right, obviously, turning the PlayStation on, actually loading the game up, took about 20 minutes.
That's why I'm surprised Dave didn't like it, because it was almost a button-mashing game.
Yeah,
I hated it. But the funny thing was, like, just coming... I don't know if you finished, Glenn, but...
No, go ahead.
Listen, I haven't really got many memories of it, apart from the fact they hated it, but... I mean, I always preferred...
Great start to the episode, Dave! Great start!
I always preferred Cool Borders.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, they were sick, that game.
Cool Borders was a quality game, but it was the same game. But
it was pretty much... Yeah, no, I don't know why I just preferred that one more, but then... And the BMX version... The BMX version,
Matt Hoffman's,
so it's like Matt Hoffman being Zach,
which
BMX.
Which is literally the same game.
Exactly. I just didn't like Tony Hawk's one. I think, I just didn't like skateboarding. It's just
I had the Matt Hoffman BMX skate, and I actually really fucking loved that one as well. So I'll give you that one. And cool borders as well. I love that. So fair enough.
Well, that's the thing, you know, these games, it's sort of, from Tony Hawk, it spawned off quite a lot of different sporting games, mostly extreme sports, because it was something easier to play. I mean, playing Tony Hawk's definitely got me into wanting to learn how to skateboard. I'm not going to lie, I am a fat man. I'm quite chunky. Yep. I can still get on a skate. So Dave, who I live with, who is in the Northern Dreamers, not Big Dave, Little Dave, you're the one. If you're not fond, if you don't know Northern Dreamers,
it gets very confusing. There's a lot of Daves.
So I live with Little Dave, and we pulled out a skateboard the other week as we were just sorting a few things out. And I was like, oh my God, let me have a go. And he's like, you still can't do this. Pop the perfect ollie. And I was like, yes. And I didn't break the trucks, Dave, you know. There was even a girl walking past. She was fine. That's the thing, you know, it's sort of like, same with the game. It's sort
It'd
of
have been great if it was the same woman that walked in college.
Sees me popping her knowledge.
She has like flashbacks and like starts running down the street like, no.
She's getting flashbacks.
Where is he? She's had a truck stuck in her head for the past 15 years.
But no, honestly, I jumped on the skateboard and I completely forgot that I could do all this. And I was like, how am I still able to do that? And it is like, they say, like riding a bike. And it's the same with the game. You can pick it up and your muscle memory comes out. After the first time of playing it, 2 minutes, and you're skating around, you're like, all right, I can't remember what I'm doing here. And then after the last 2 minutes, you've done it and you go on to your next level, start again. You're perfect. It's just all come back, getting your grinds in, sort of your kick flips, doing all the special moves. And you know what? It all came flooding back to me. Before I knew it, I'd spent 2 hours playing the game. And I was like, I'm meant to be doing uni work. What's going on? This isn't good. I'm not meant to be playing this game. I only wanted to give it a quick test. And I'm like 4 levels in, you know, collecting skate everywhere, collecting the tapes, and putting some cheat codes in and locking secret characters. Playing as Spider-Man on the second one was one of my favorite things.
The, yeah. I love, you know what it's meant? I love that, like, when you do like a mid-air kickflip or something and the board like shoots off and he uses his webs to grab it and pull it back, put it under his feet. Quality.
That was great.
He's not in the remastered version though. Not even on the PS5.
No, that's because obviously Activision had the rights for the Spider-Man games.
Because they made it, didn't they? Before.
Yeah, because at the time of making Tony Hawk's 2, they were also making a Spider-Man game. And then obviously Insomniac Games bought Spider-Man and Sony and things that all merged into one. Yeah. So Activision lost the rights for Spider-Man. We're not going to go too much into Activision. It's a bit of a sore point at the moment for some PlayStation fans. Losing quite a lot of their fond games, and you know.
I'm an Xbox boy.
Yeah,
yes, we've lost.
That's why you can't play games. Yeah. We're not going to open that kind of worms. That's a whole different episode. We won't go down that route too much. But no, I mean, it was. I did enjoy the game. So Dave, have you got no memories whatsoever of ever actually playing
the only one I really played was Tony Hawk's Underground.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that was literally the only one I ever really...
When the game started going downhill. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Well, it probably was, to be fair. That was the only one that was...
Free was the last one that was kind of okay. After that, it was just utter shite.
I mean, I think with Tony Hawk, like the Underground one, I quite like that. I think that was the one where you could get off the board and then you can just run around a bit, but that was about it. But I hate skateboarding, so it doesn't interest me whatsoever.
Which is like, for me, like Glenn was saying, like that got you into skateboarding. It was the same for me. Like I mentioned on a previous episode, like I had to live split personalities because of my parents worked together and I was from two completely different backgrounds, dad in one destination and my mum in another destination, so I had to live two conflicting lives, essentially. But the third personality was into skateboarding and into, like, punk rock and, like...
But didn't play Kingdom Hearts. All right.
Yeah, well, fuck Kingdom Hearts.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, it's getting quite heated this episode.
It's like, I wasn't quite expecting anything great. I'm happy now. Keep going.
But I wanted to, I used to use the gate, like, because I was that in love with it. Like, I'd never heard, well, I had heard bits and bobs, but I'd never really heard, like, proper punk rock or anything until Tony Hawk's. And, like, I instantly fell in love with it. And the fact that the second Tony Hawk's threw in, like, hip hop.
I was just going to say, we're all a bit tongue-twisted this week, aren't we?
that soundtrack kind of shaped my... love for music. Like, I like everything, and I've got a very varied interest in music, but pop punk and hip hop probably are my two favorite genres of music. And it's mainly because of Tony Hawk's and Crazy Taxi, to be fair.
Well, that was the thing as well. Sort of Tony Hawk, the game itself, actually opened up a lot of people to quite a lot of the music, because asking most people, what do you remember about the game, the first thing they will say is the music. And when they
Superman,
announced...
everyone knows Superman is Tony Hawk's. I don't know a single person who wouldn't hear Superman and go, oh, that's Tony Hawk's.
Yeah, exactly. And going off it now is when they announced the remaster coming out, a lot of people were like, have you got the licensing for the music? Because obviously licensing expires after a certain amount of time. And obviously they managed to get all the same songs and add like 30...
I think they missed out on three songs. I can't remember what the three were, but they missed out on three songs, I think it was.
Well, you actually had some like really good bands, especially on Tony Hawk's 2 as well. You had like, going across the pair of them, you had like Rage Against the Machine, Goldfinger, you had Power Man 5000.
Papa Roach.
You had some really good songs on there.
What was it?
Yeah. Anthrax.
Chuck D of Public Enemy, sorry.
Yeah. I have got to ask, Adam, apart from the music as well, what was like one of your favourite levels? Or have you got a collection of favourite levels that you had?
I really liked the Miami Beach one.
Yeah.
I think I've said it on the Vice City one, it was all about the colours and everything. Like, I have a thing for colours and tones and stuff, so like, I'd always get drawn into that. Obviously, the first level, the warehouse level, is always going to be a love of mine as well, because...
Yeah, definitely.
That's the one that I know the most of all the levels. That is the one that I know the most. But
that and the skate park.
If I had to choose another one, it would be the Miami Beach level.
I liked.
It wasn't because it was laid out particularly well. It was just, again, it was the aesthetics of it that I was drawn to.
Yeah, and the hangar on the second one, the first level on there, that was a good one. And Area 51, I like that as well.
Yeah.
They were some really good levels. There's no point asking Dave because...
Hey, excuse me, I've got a comment.
Like, oh, okay, what was your favourite level?
I like the one where he's on the skateboard.
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
You know what, just wait till Driver, because I've never played it, right? I'm just going to slag it off as much as I can.
Glenn, mute him.
Yeah.
Mute his mic.
Mute him off. He'll be happy with
you. You can't mute me.
This is more torture.
He's too powerful. He's too powerful.
This is more torture just to keep him on. Just keeping him on and making him sit there and just go,
Well, to be fair, you two were supposed to be like convincing me like why the game's so good, and you're not.
I don't need to convince you of shit, Dave. I'm telling you why I love this game. You've got shit taste.
I've got fucking great taste, mate.
I mean, I have to admit though, one of my things that I liked, especially about the second one and going forward, is on any game I've played, and still to this day, more than likely, it has got the best create your level. You know, you have so much option. Of what you could make. You could make your own skate park, you could do all sorts. And I loved it. I thought it was amazing. And I still think it is to this day, to be honest.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Did you make any great levels?
Of course.
It'll just be like a
fucking course.
They jump over a bin and a sausage roll. And this sir is beautiful.
No, I used to...
My God, it's glorious!
Well, I used to like... Again, because I was pretty good at the game, so I used to try and make the levels as hard as physically possible, but make sure that I could do them first, but then make them just hard enough that nobody else or in my friend group could do them. And then I also like to put loads of spikes on the floor and make them drop on top of the spikes so they couldn't even play the level as well. That was quite fun. You know, and the flicking through and then happens all of a sudden.
Dave, did you ever create a level?
I think I probably put one ramp out on the spot. This is dog shit. No,
it was good because it gave you... I mean, obviously everything was pre-made, but I found it interesting because it kind of gave you like an insight into level design.
Yeah,
like definitely. So you had to make... like you couldn't just plonk things anywhere. You had to do it properly
think about
in
it,
order
yeah,
for
you
it to be
to
playable
think,
and to be a decent level. So that's... I think that's what I enjoyed the most about it, is that you had to... it gave you... like a basic understanding of level design.
Definitely. I really enjoyed it. I mean, just sort of making a half pipe, you could make it how you wanted it. And coming out of a half pipe, you had a ramp.
I've got a half pipe story for you in a minute. Go on, carry on.
You had a ramp. And as soon as you come off the ramp, you're into the half pipe. And then you'd fly out of the half pipe and into a bowl. And you'd just be like, why have you done that? It was fun. I've hit a wall and died. you're all right. Don't worry about it.
I did like that about the graphics, by the way. Like, when you hit the deck, when you fucked up and blood comes out
of it. Yeah, blood just sort of flies everywhere.
I've noticed on the remaster, they've taken the blood out of it.
Of course you have.
That's why Dave won't skate, because he sort of likes his organs inside.
That's true, actually. I'm not even going to lie. I can't skateboard. So like,
I know!
I spend most of the time on my face, so it's like, I don't like it.
Or being hit with a board. One or the other.
I got you're talking about half pipe. So obviously when I was younger, obviously learned to skate and stuff mainly because of the game. So I'd learn all the tricks from the game. I used to pause. Obviously, this was a time before you could pause TV.
Yeah.
So you had to record it on VHS to pause the telly. So unless you had it set up and you watched MTV at the right time and recorded it, you couldn't. So the game for me was a way of being able to check the tricks out. So I would sit there, stop him dead, and just keep, like, to learn how to ollie, for instance, I would just keep pressing it and just watching him over and over and over again, and then give it a go, and then go back and keep watching him jump, and then go back and try it, and then go. So I kept doing that for, I think I managed to learn to ollie and kickflip. I couldn't learn any other moves, unfortunately, through doing that. But so I did that, and then a friend of ours, his dad was really good at woodwork, so he built us like this like little shitty like free front ramp, like pretty small, but when you're like 9, it's quite a good size.
Yeah.
So on that, getting confident, a little bit too confident, and then finally go to a skate park for the first time, proper skate park, and instantly, because I'm so confident, I'm like, half pipe. Yep. There we go.
Straight so up. He's been used his 3-foot thing, goes in, it's like 17 foot. Fuck it, I'm fine.
Fuck it. Went straight up. It was pretty full, and I was the smallest person there because I was so young. So I was like right at the edge.
Yeah, he's still 6'1" though.
I know, yeah. he's never been the smallest person anywhere.
pretty much. And as I went down, obviously I didn't, it's so much further down, so I didn't lean far, so I fell off the board, but because I was on the edge, I also landed like, so the edge of the ramp, and like I landed half on, half off with my arm, and like landed on my arm and like broke my arm and snapped. So that was my first ever experience on a half pipe.
And was
straight
last.
To hospital.
Yeah, first and last.
No. And then I went into a park and they had a half pipe. And I was like, I'm going to give it another go. And I did it. And then there was a little divot in the floor. And I hit the divot and went arse over tip. I went scraping across the stones and got stones stuck like down.
See, what is the plus side to skateboarding, though? Literally everything you've just told me.
Well, the plus side to that is that I got to try gas and air. Like, they had to put me on gas and air and scrub and pull the stones out.
So the only plus side to skateboarding is you get sent to hospital and
I got to try gas and air. I've had skateboarding, I have had the stone accident 4 times.
It's the same accident. He sounds like he's more doing it on purpose just to get the gas and air.
I don't skate anymore, obviously. I don't do it for obvious reasons now. I've fully gave up. But I still love it. I have a thing for it. So hopefully in this room, I want to get like skateboards mounted on the walls and stuff, you know, for the artwork now, as opposed to riding the board.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately my knees can't handle it anymore and they will probably die. Like, I will probably lose a kneecap if I try it again now.
We're getting too old for this. I said we're getting too old, but Tony Hawk is still skateboarding. He's in his 50s and he's still skating to this day. And
he's
we're
also
like
a multimillionaire who can
he can just
replace his knees if he needs.
What's that? I've snapped my hip in 7 places. Buy me a new one.
Get me a new one.
Bring me the hip of somebody who is healthy.
But that's another reason why I loved Tony Hawk 2 so much, is because they had the player editor. So yeah. you could create a character to make it look like you, and you could really you could customize your board all the way down to the level of tightness to your trucks and everything.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you could,
exactly.
And I just loved it. I love doing all of that, like going really in detail about everything. And you got to choose your style skateboarding. And my favourite skater of all time is not Tony Hawk's. It's Rodney Mullen.
Yeah.
He's absolutely quality. So, obviously, my whole character on Tony Hawk's was based around him.
Yeah.
Because fuck Tony Hawk's. What's a special move he can do? He could do the 900. Great. Good for him.
Didn't some kid do that last year as well?
Beat him at it.
Dave's just like, ha-ha.
He was just the first person to do, which fair enough, but loads of people have done it since, so
yeah,
fuck him.
No, they can't like, I don't know, I just think it's the most stupid shit ever.
Well, Dave, this
although, might... sorry, go on, sorry, go on, no, 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 on. I was just going to say, he did the 900 apparently a couple of months before Tony Hawk's 1 was released, and he landed it for the first time in a tournament. So they implemented it in the game a couple of months before release because of that, and that helped. That was what helped push the trajectory of it, and that's what sold most of the. That's what made most of the sales. Sorry for the first game, because he introduced that trick into it.
Well, I did some bit of research, as we do on each episode, just going into it a bit more. So I don't know if it still is, but at the, I watched it on some information I was getting. So. Basically, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 is classed as the second best game of all time, according to on Metacritic. Just behind The Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. Which I'm not going to lie, Zelda, The Ocarina of Time is probably one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah.
And can't wait to actually do a Zelda episode.
I've literally got that tab open right here.
Is it still number? Is it still number two? Is
it's
still
number
there?
Two. Still it's number two. Ocarina has 99. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 has 98.
So yeah, Dave.
It's the second.
Look at you
all
fucking gushing about it.
Shut the fuck
there's
up.
There's a lot of no. I won't.
All right. All right. Well,
is Kingdom Hearts in there? No.
All right. Jesus.
Is Driver in there?
No. Yeah, probably.
Although, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 is up there. I'm not sure I quite agree with that. It's okay game.
Yeah, exactly. It was made by an idiot, this one.
Just Dave there, just slagging everyone off at Neversoft, you know.
I think it gets in there because it's the first game that you could LAN on PlayStation.
Yeah.
You could play online for the first time.
You could.
It was the first game. Was it the first game to ever do
one
it?
I think it was one of... That, and I think, was it like one of the Medal of Honor games as well?
Was it? I'm not sure.
I can't quite remember. I remember one of them having, online functionality. So when they started developing the game, obviously, it was Neversoft who, at the time, were making a game that Sony pulled completely. I didn't quite get the name of the game, so I do apologise about that one. But it was basically Activision... saved Neversoft, and what they did is they then made a game, Apocalypse, starring Bruce Willis. So when they was tasked with testing a skateboarding game, it wasn't even Tony Hawk who was the first person to be on the skateboard.
Bruce Willis.
It was Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was the first skater that you could play as. And I mean, that sounds awesome. I'd love to play as Bruce Willis on a skateboard.
I wish they would have put that in as a character to Tony Hawk. Like, that would have been quality.
But obviously,
instead of Officer Dick.
Yeah, Officer Dick and Spider-Man. originally the game was meant to be like just a downhill game. So you would literally start off at the top, and the aim of the
game
was...
Which is what Cool Borders is. That's all Cool Borders is.
Yeah, it's
so
fucking
know.
Amazing.
Well, the aim of the game was just to get from the top of the hill to the bottom of the hill in the quickest time. And they were finding that people could, you know, they gave you a 2-minute limit, and they were finding that people were doing it in 20 seconds, getting to the bottom and literally just skating around in the skate park at the bottom and trying to do tricks. Then when they found that that was working better with the test, like with the test audience, that's where they sort of scrapped the idea of a downhill thing because it's shit and nobody
so
likes
cool
just going downhill.
Went, I know, we'll take that scrapped idea from Tony Hawk's and we'll do it in our game. People like Dave will like
I'm
it.
I'm pretty sure cool Borders came out before Tony Hawk's.
Yeah, but it didn't work, did it?
I did not work. Did it was a well popular game.
One minute.
Where's their remaster, Dave? Where's the Cool Borders remaster, eh?
What does it matter?
You know, where's their multiple games across different platforms?
There was a few of them. I think there was at least
just
three.
One minute, I'm trying to figure out. I'll give it to Dave. It did come out first, Cool Borders.
Yeah,
came out in 1996.
Yeah, it's a shot put couple of
yeah, but then they started doing Tony Hawk and realised, this is shit, it don't work. Let's make a proper skate park. There you go.
Yeah, but they did it first, so what can you do? Cool Borders built the way for Tony Hawk, so shut the
fuck up. Yeah, but they scrapped the downhill thing because it didn't work, and then they actually made the skate park, and obviously more people were playing it that way. So what they did is they made like a bit of a test demo and actually gave it to Tony Hawk and asked him to check it out because he was, obviously, like you say, at the time he still is, the professional skateboarder. Everyone knew who he was. So he looked at it, tested it out, and then he was just
a well-known name, wasn't he? He wasn't as famous as he is now, obviously.
No, exactly.
He was just a name that was doing well at the time.
Yeah. So obviously they brought him on board and he came on, and literally every time that they finished the game and, you know, finished a bit of the structure of it, they sent a demo to him to play, and he would tell them if certain moves were correct, you know, if it looked realistic, you know, if moves were done correctly.
Yeah, well, what I saw, they tried to do motion capture, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
It was too complicated, so they had to hand Ooh. Animate the animations for each skateboarder.
Yeah. I mean, that in itself is, when you think about it, the amount of skateboarders, it's not just as easy as just chucking the same skin on different people, is it? You know, some of them skated in a different way. I suppose on the PS, on the first game, it was pretty much just chuck the skin on on the same model.
Yeah, they could all pretty much do the same tricks. Yeah. They could do the odd different trick, but on the second one was when they kind of separated it more, and each skateboarder had their own unique style of skating and their own unique trick set.
We've said that, like, when we looked at WWF SmackDown and stuff like that, the first one felt more like it was just a tech demo to show us what they could do. And then when the second game came out, it was that more polished version of the game with more features, and they've actually put more money into it.
I've seen something that says it, which sums up quite well. It's like Tony Hawk's 1.5. It's not necessarily number 2.
Yeah.
It's just like, again, it's very much like SmackDown and like GTA with Vice City. It's like, it's not the second version. It's like
like a director's cut or something. They did the same thing with Resident Evil back then. They had like the 1.5.
They essentially took the same game, all the same mechanics, and just made it a little bit better and put more in the area. So applied more tricks and more abilities, but the mechanics were the same, and they just essentially, the graphics were pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And then they just expanded. Obviously, it loaded in better on the second version. Like, if you remember on the first one, things would load in as you were skating, and they'd be all like wobbly lined and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit shit. Whereas on the second one, obviously, it loaded in a little bit quicker, and the draw was a lot further.
Yeah. You know what? The games, I think, for me, sort of the Tony Hawk games started off like you say, like Matt Hoffman with the BMX. You know, Activision made quite a lot of other sports games in regards to this as well. They did make the what was he called? The guy, there was a snowboarder. What was he called? Can't remember his name.
I'll know it. As soon as you say
They did like exactly the same concept of what they did with Tony Hawk, but in snowboarding. So obviously you could
skate pipes and things like that and do different things, tricks. And Activision worked on that by just literally applying Tony Hawk and just putting a new skin on top of it every time when they made these games, and probably added a few extra bits and bobs in. But none of those other games really did as well as what Tony Hawk did.
But again, this is like Dave was trying to say, all it is a music thing. It was the music from Tony Hawk's that made it. Like, that is what helped make it so successful. Music helps a lot. And if it, to be fair, if it wasn't for the music, it might have flopped and it might have been a shit game. It wasn't.
No,
maybe if Cool Borders would have had a soundtrack, we'd have been talking about that.
Tune into Dave's single manned episode on Cool Borders.
I don't give a shit. They tune in for me anyway.
They come for me, they stay for you two.
After this movie, Dave. I'm the
one who does all the editing. I know they come for you, Dave.
Normally, it's me shitting on everything, and that's what the.
I know, yeah. I love. People are going to come on and go, to be honest, I've never seen Dave in this light. I don't like it.
He's annoying me a little bit, and is this what I'm like to you two?
Yes. Yeah. I know, you do just want to mute him, don't you?
Yeah.
This is exactly what you're like all the time. On every
and just in general.
Have you got any more you want to say about Tony Hawk at all?
No.
Shut up, Dave. We're not asking you.
Fuck up, Dave.
No.
Shut up, Dave.
So, yes, it's the quiz and this week, Dave is taking over the ring. While we've given it to the guy who hates the game, I'll never know.
I'm not happy about this.
Then a little bit of research. There we go. But to, like I say, you've answered most of the questions on the fucking episode. So fuck you both.
Fucking hell, Dave. What we trying to do? Get the most amount of fucks in one episode.
Like I say, wishes. It's usually Adam, but
we're definitely not going to be able to monetize this episode.
Good, scrap it.
Dave always gets his way when he wants to scrap an episode. Not this time!
He really does. You guys would never know because...
We've recorded like 35 episodes and Dave cancelled them all.
Because you were a cunt in all of them, Glenn.
Our Super Mario episode has never seen the light of day!
Our GoldenEye.
Oh, GoldenEye, yeah!
Yeah, fuck GoldenEye.
Another game that Dave doesn't like.
Yes, we should have done Medal of Honor.
Right, get on with the quiz!
Right, okay. Question number...
See the comments on this one.
Number one, shut the fuck up.
Everyone's going to hate this episode.
Hey!
How many levels in total are featured in the original game... the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game? Is it... A,
is it one?
7? Yeah. Is it A, 7? B, 12? C, 6? Or D, 9?
Oh, I'm going to get this mixed up between the first and the second here.
Yeah, same. I'm going for a guess here. Right. I said B. Adam said C.
Adam said C. You're both wrong.
It's A, isn't it?
It's actually D. It's D. Nine.
That's what I was torn between either B and D. So we're off to a great start this week.
There we go.
Off to a great start.
That must be including bonus levels then. That's not like the.
No, anyway, it's the main level. Main levels in the first one. The main levels.
Okay. I'm prepared to get a zero here. I'm preparing mentally.
You both just picked it up the whole episode. And it's just, you both
the
shit.
Worst thing is, Glenn's already told us how many levels were in it during the episode, and we both forgot.
Right, here we go. Next question. What is the name of Tony Hawk's famous trick that appears throughout the series? Is it the 360? Sorry, A, the 360, B, the 900. C, the 720, or D, the 1000.
Better make sure I actually put the right one.
Yeah. Right, 3, 2, 1.
You both said bye. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, we know. We know that one.
You say that, but you got fucking Sephiroth wrong in the Kingdom Hearts one.
Fuck off! Stop bringing up old wounds, Dave.
Next question. Which of these pro skateboarders is a playable character in the Tony Hawk's in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1? Is it Jeff Rowley, James Roberts, William Wallace, or Andrew Jones?
Oh, I'm going for a guess on this one.
I'm going to go for a guess.
3, 2, 1.
A. You both said A. That is correct.
Yes!
Okay.
I hope he's got a tiebreaker.
No, I actually haven't.
I was really hoping it was William Wallace, to be honest. Like, Braveheart comes in like, you'll never take my freedom.
So, what year was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 released? Is it A, 1997, B, 1999, C, 2000, or D, 2001?
3, 2, 1.
B. B, yes, B, B. Correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
Let me see.
For those listening, by the way, we both said B.
Yeah, I should actually be shouting the mouse.
Yeah.
B, 1990.
Good year. Very good year.
All right. Which was the first Tony Hawk's game to eliminate the 2-minute time limit? Was it A, Tony Hawk's Underground? B, Tony Hawk's Underground 2? C, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3? Or D, Pro Skater 4?
Dave, this isn't Pro Skater 1 and 2, the ones that we're talking about.
Yeah, Dave, this isn't basically
the first
two. You
did it
to
me on the Kingdom Hearts one, I don't give a shit.
I don't know, so I'm going to guess it. Can I just have those answers again, sorry?
Right, so again, which was the first Tony Hawk's game to eliminate the 2-minute time limit? Was it Tony Hawk's Underground, Tony Hawk's Underground 2, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 4?
I'm going to go for another guess. Here we go. You ready,
I have
Adam?
No idea. I genuinely have no idea.
I'm going for a guess. So 3.
I stopped playing it after 3, so I have no idea.
So 3.
This is exactly
two,
what you did to me on Kingdom Hearts.
1.
D.
Adam's got it right.
Yes! I mean, I knew it. I already knew the answer.
To make up for his aerial question last week.
Okay, let me see. Next one. Right, so next question. Who developed the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater? Was it A?
Should we tell people what the answer was? Because we just said Adam was right, but it was D, Tony Hawk's 4.
Oh, yeah, Tony Hawk's 4, Pro Skater 4.
Yeah.
Right, so before you rudely interrupted me,
he's like power go to his head here, isn't he?
I know.
Who developed the original Tony Hawk's Pro Skater? Was it Treyarch? Was it Vicarious Visions? Was it Neversoft? Or was it Robomodo?
3.
I'm assuming
this
is the letter that associates with Neversoft.
Yes, 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 yes. Very good. Clever boys. Yes, that was C. Well done.
Yeah, Treyarch didn't come in until the second game.
Well done. Yeah. Clever
it was
boys.
Neversoft.
Right. And the...
I'm never soft, just so you know.
Right, so... it's another one you probably won't know then. Well, actually, you might know it, because I'm pretty sure I mentioned it. Which was the first Tony Hawk's game to let you get off the board? Was it A, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1? Was it Tony Hawk's Underground? Was it Tony Hawk's Underground 2? Or was it Tony Hawk's Sucks Ass?
Are we ready?
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, very good, very good. You're both right.
I'm just going to ignore answer D.
No, oh, yeah, it was in A, so you need to.
It was B, Tony Hawk's Underground.
Right, and the final question. After collecting the letters throughout the stage, what is the word that is created? Is it A, sick? Is it B, skate? Is it C, sweet? Or is it D, awesome?
Three, I already said this on the episode.
Two, I know you did.
It's a B, skate.
Yes. So, today...
Winner!
The winner. Yes.
I love you, Dave. That's a good quiz, that, you know.
No, it fucking wasn't, but well done.
It was a
well
great
done,
quiz.
Adam. Well done. Well done.
It wasn't. It was a shit quiz, but still, it was a good quiz because I won.
After last week, it was well deserved. Well deserved.
There you go. Yeah, so... I brought it back. I did a good quiz.
I lost on a technicality last week.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Don't. We're not going down this route. I mean, if you think that Adam should have got the point, you know, leave comments down below.
Adam should have got the point.
You can at us on Twitter.
I'll comment.
You're not allowed. You know, the listeners, the viewers, they can. You can. But yes, on that note, we will end this week. So I just want to say thank you to the guys for being on the episode. Remember to like, comment and subscribe wherever you follow the show.
We apologize for Dave's behavior on this episode.
We do, yes. He will be taken off and have a stern word told to him. You know, we'll have a stern talking to him, you know.
I was going to say, you phrased that a little bit wrong.
I did, I got a bit tongue-tied again there.
Yeah, calm down, Glenn.
I've only had one kind of beer, you know. Jesus, this is strong stuff. 4.6%? I'm a wild man! But yes, please do like, comment, subscribe wherever you follow the show. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Get all our behind-the-scenes videos coming soon as well. Make sure you're following us on TikTok. We're on there now. We're going to have some gameplay footage coming on there hopefully very soon.
TikTok!
Yeah, TikTok! I don't know what everyone's fascination is with it, but yeah, join us on there.
I love TikTok. Fucking love it.
But yeah, apart from that, I've been your host, Glenn. He's been my co-host, Adam. And he's been my co-host, Dave. See you on our next episode of From Dusty Couches to Broken Desks.
In a bit.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye.
Dave,
the biggest... What's this going to be called? Tony Hawk's Dave was a cunt.
Dave is a cunt.
Dave is a cunt. Dave is a cunt. Cunt.
How about Marge?
Dave is a cunt. Dave is a cunt.
Tony Hawk's, is it really dog shit?
Biggest battle of dog shit ever.
You was genuinely annoying me during that episode, Dave.
Just a pure hatred, you know.
This is literally what you're like on every episode, Dave.
There might be a point where you can actually see my face get angry. Like,
if I'd have had a stress ball under the table, he'd be popped now. He'd be like...
It's definitely going to be a bad episode, that one.